It's the Mad Men DVD review.
Hey, Amanda.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Not too bad.
You're up and ready to go this Saturday morning?
Yeah, absolutely.
Awesome. What film are we looking at?
So we're looking at Spirited Away, which was made in 2001, and it was another Hayao Miyazaki one produced by Studio Ghibli again. So this one's an anime kind of fantasy film again about Chihiro, who's a 10-year-old girl, and she moves to this new town with her family, and they kind of go exploring on their way to their house, and they accidentally enter the spirit world.
Cool.
So, yeah, Chihiro's parents are then, like, transformed into pigs by this witch, Yubaba, who kind of runs the town. And then Chihiro befriends this boy called Haku, who tells her that the only way she can rescue her parents and return to the human world is by taking a job in Yubaba's bathhouse.
I'm going to go ahead and say that I think this is Miyazaki's most famous film.
Yeah, no, definitely. I think it, like, overtook Titanic as the top grossing film worldwide in the Japanese box office.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, so in Japan, it's the highest grossing film ever. I think it got 30.4 billion yen in total. And then it's also, like, the most successful Japanese film in the US as well, so it got $280 million worldwide there.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's I think, one of the most famous kind of animated films as well. I think it got the Academy Award for the Best Animated Feature at the 75th Academy Awards, which made it the only kind of hand-drawn animated film and Japanese animated film to win that award.
What do you think made it so, you know, why do you think it speaks to so many people?
I mean, it has a lot of those kind of, like, underlying messages, right? So it's got, like, a lot about greed and a lot about the environment kind of as well. So, like, at the start, Chihiro really doesn't kind of want to go into this place where they accidentally come into the spirit world with her parents. It's like kids have real good instincts about that. And I liked as well her kind of relationship with Lin, who I think is in a lot of Hayao Miyazaki films as well, where there's kind of an older girl that guides the younger girl and kind of shows her the ropes, and their relationship is one of my favourites in the film.
Awesome. Well, yeah, I think, like I said, it's a very well-known film. Maybe someone, I mean, if you haven't seen it yet, this could be your chance.
Yeah, definitely. It's also on the top 50 films for children up to 14. So that's kind of like a really good age, I think, to see it as well. Like, I enjoyed it, and I'm not 14. But I think definitely that kind of age would be good too.
I did watch it once with a child who was quite young, and I never thought of it as being scary, but this kid got pretty upset, like quite scared in parts of it. I think we had to stop watching it.
Yeah, I think, definitely not for, or probably not for younger kids, because there could be some parts that I think could be a bit scary.
There are some monsters.
With the spirits and monsters, yeah, definitely, and the witch. But I think, around that kind of preteen age would be really good.
Great. Well, we do have a copy to give away. And like I said, you know, if you've just, sometimes these big films that lots of people have seen just pass you by. So if you've never seen it, call up. You can win a copy and watch it. However, if you have seen it and you love it and you just want a copy, I won't hold that against you. I'll still give it to you. But yeah, call into 309-3879 if you would like to win that. Thank you, Amanda.
Thank you, Alice.
I'll talk to you in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, perfect. Bye. Alrighty. Bye.
That was the Mad Men DVD review.